the commitment to becoming yourself. Hey, ladies. Okay, I'm back. Another day, another podcast. Ah, we made it. January 31st. I, first of all, feel like this month flew by. As always, time flies when you're having fun. And if you've been listening to me for the last month, when I made the commitment to a podcast a day, I had this idea. It's always been a desire of mine. I don't know why. I've been talking to colleagues who do podcasting. They're like, why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe because of the type of podcasting I do, where I'm just talking to myself and it doesn't have to be perfect and I'm not doing all these interviews. So when I decided to do this, it's really more of me putting myself in a position where I can lead by example and hopefully encourage you to do the same. And I've been getting great feedback, mostly on the podcasts where I feel like I wasn't good enough. And I hit submit. A lot of you are saying that it gave you permission to do something uncomfortable and do something imperfect. So I'm glad you're gaining value from me being me and imperfect and quirky and imperfect. How many times do I have to say imperfect? Imperfectly imperfect 50,000 times. That's me. So today I wanted to talk about commitment to becoming myself. At the end of 2018, I could feel this big bubbling inside of me when I was reflecting on, you know, the past year and this year, in all areas of my life. And I could just tell that 2019 was going to rock me to my core. In a good way. It was going to push me, to call me, to show up bigger. There's big things happening with my book this year. And of course, doing that, you get very vulnerable with your message and you refine it and people judge it. You're putting yourself out there more. And so I'm going through all of the emotions of that. And a lot of it too, on the personal level, really just being willing to dive into my food and figure out the emotional stuff behind that, and fitness and my body, and improving relationships in my marriage. And the work is never done. But the interesting part is, the more I do this, the more I dive into those big, scary goals, they're not that scary. And so that's why I wanted to talk about the commitment to becoming myself, which is really the reason why I'm telling you this, is because it's the commitment to becoming who you are. And when I decided to do a podcast a day, it was a big, scary goal for me for some reason, because I had a fear that I wouldn't follow through and I didn't want to let you down. Because when I make a commitment to something, I can break those commitments to myself, but I'm working on not doing that as much. But I won't break that commitment for you. And if I slip up, I know you will understand that I'm human and life will go on. But I'm very loyal that way. So I was afraid, because I declared it, that now I actually had to follow through. So with that fear, I used the fear as fuel. And this is often how people tell me, how did you get through cancer? How did you get through chemo? What happened when you thought you were going to die? And I think I learned this skill through that process, because when my body is like head to toe in fear, and this could be something little, it could be something big, right? Declaring that I'm going to do a podcast a day, even though the fear felt very similar to what it felt like when I was going to die, I know that I'm not going to die if I don't do a podcast a day. I know this logically, right? What if, worst case scenario? But what I do is I take that fear and I try to rip its mask off. And I'm like, you don't scare me. You don't scare me. So when I find myself kind of leaning back and shrinking down and going, what if, what if, what if, what if, I literally stand up and I walk forward. I'm like, no, you got this. You're going to do this. I'm going to put my nose down. I'm going to make shit happen. And I'm not going to give up until the fear kind of eases up a little bit. This year, it's only been 31 days. So far, my theme for January as well, my personal theme, was food. I wanted to eat consistently. That was the habit that I wanted to improve this month. I had a bad habit of just not preparing and pretending that I didn't have time for it. And I would eat lunch, but oftentimes I was getting into this habit of, you know, my husband would make lunch for me, and I got an office outside of the house now. So I wasn't preparing, and I was becoming codependent on other people to feed me. And I was like, this is not good. Like, I'm an adult. I need to take care of myself. I need to own this. So I didn't care if I lost any weight this month. I really didn't pay attention to the scale. It was about how I felt in my body. So I challenged myself just to eat consistently and to eat clean. And so I batched my food, and I wasn't always perfect. But what I noticed is I could tolerate things more. I also wanted to cut out coffee this month, and I didn't cut out coffee. I actually found I had a lot of resistance to cutting out coffee. So I thought, okay, Heather, if you're challenging yourself to eat consistently, you don't need to have this all or nothing mentality. What you do need to have is love yourself, respect yourself. Don't be so restrictive, like all or nothing. You got to get rid of everything all at once. So I gave myself permission to continue drinking coffee when I desire to drink coffee. What I have found is that I handle coffee better, probably because my body has more nutrients in it, and because whatever other reason, I'm drinking more water as well. So I've laid off of that a little bit with giving myself permission to drink it if I want to drink it. The reason why I'm telling you that is because there's been a lot of mindset shifts. One, implementing one habit at a time. Trying to change one habit at a time every 30 days. So at the beginning of the month, I said, this is the year of manifesting. That's kind of my theme. My word for the year is embodiment. And by doing that, I'm trying to slow down to speed up. I attract a lot of ambitious women. We have big dreams, big desires, big goals. We can move mountains. We can make things happen. There's a lot of people that depend on us. But with that, we can burn out. And I will never, ever, ever go back to burnout. But what I'm noticing is even society has this all or nothing mentality, right? Do you need to choose your career, or do you need to choose parenting? And I don't believe that you need to choose one or the other. You need to make both your own. What type of mother do you want to be? What type of career woman do you want to be? And do you want a career? Do you want children? Like, really, it's about what do you want in your life? And we need to stop listening to what society wants us to be and really evaluate, what are the values that I want to be placing on my life, and how is that going to play out? So when we do decide to make these big transitional jumps in our life, oftentimes it's like all or nothing, right? So how does making a commitment in January to just eat consistently, like, get to my end goal, which is embodiment? It's about learning to be consistent to become my best self. The commitment that I have to myself, I'm watching this on a deep visceral level, almost on like a cellular level, how I am changing as a person by just being consistent and not expecting things to be perfect. And I think maybe unconsciously, that's why I chose to do a podcast today, because for self-serving reasons, if I show up every single day for the podcast, I'm going to transfer that skill and show up every single day for other things. So by default, you guys are helping me grow as well, and we're helping each other. And that's what community is all about. So commitment to becoming myself. In February, I have committed, okay, saying this out loud terrifies me, so I should probably just say it, working out every day. And that is, I'm giving myself permission that is 15 to 20 minutes a day. Ideally, I would love to do it in my morning routine, but if that doesn't happen, I have to do it before I go to bed. So I will be keeping you posted on that and see how that's going. So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because I want you to realize that creating transformation in your life is a building block system. Oftentimes people will work with me or they'll jump into the mastery program. And what happens is, you know, they're like, I want to feel in control in my life. And I feel like every area is out of control, or I have these three areas out of control. So I say, pick one and let's start there. What is the one area that you want to master? And then probably within 30 to 60 days, maybe even 90 days, you feel really solid in that one area. And then you can pick up another area of your life and you're making these building blocks. So I feel pretty consistent with food. So I've created that habit. Of course, that habit is still going to be refined. I'm still going to learn new things. I'm still going to refine it. But now that that habit is there and I'm creating some momentum with that behavioral shift, now I'm going to add an additional support on there, which is consistency in working out. In 2018, 2017, it was this all or nothing mentality with food and working out, right? It was, I'm going to go to CrossFit. I was really working through things. I was still trying to chip away at it, as we're always trying to chip away at something. And it just wasn't working for me. And that's the unique part about making a commitment to become your best self. Because even though you're hiring professionals to help you with something, as in getting a membership and then getting some personal training in the gym world, I had to figure out what exactly worked for my body. And then what I left with was, what do I feel guided to? And it was to leave that completely and to start an at-home workout. And the reason why I wanted to start an at-home workout was so that I could develop the habit of knowing how to work out without the codependency of a gym. That way, if I wasn't home or I was on vacation, I could literally use my body weight to work out wherever I am in the world. So it's really about asking yourself, what do I feel guided and called to do? You have to trust your intuition. You have to trust your body and you have to listen to it. So this is a skill and a strategy in itself. So you're creating these building blocks. You're like, okay, I've mastered one thing. Now I'm going to plop something else on top. And this isn't rocket science, right? Working out 20 minutes a day really doesn't sound like that much. I've been doing it for 2 days in a row already. And to be honest, I'm like, is this working? Is anything happening? Ugh. Like old Heather is coming out saying, this isn't going to make a difference. But the truth is, you have to be consistent with anything. This isn't, lose 100 pounds in 6 weeks. This is becoming your best self. And it's the mindset of being committed to living this lifestyle and not just looking for a quick fix. So I want to challenge you today. What is something that you're going to be committed to? If your January was a shit show, just give yourself permission, say thank you. You're still alive, you're still here, you're invested, you want change. But just look back and think, it is what it is, right? If you created some consistency and maybe you wanted to be a little bit further, just give yourself a huge pat on the back for showing up as much as you have. Because we're so hard on ourselves. The critic within us can be a bitch. So really just own who you want to be. And I am giving you permission that you are enough. But ask yourself, what is it that I want to work on in February? Do I still need to transfer my goals that I had in January and February because I kind of fell off the wagon and I wasn't owning it? Or are you ready to put another building block on top of your progress, on top of your commitment? So when I think of this is the year of manifesting for me, I want to embody who I want to become. This won't happen overnight. Who knows where I will be 12 months from now? But I can already tell you, with the consistency of daily habits, I can see how change is sustainable and lasts longer rather than this all or nothing mentality. So that's what I have for you today. I want you to think about that. What is the one thing that you're going to be committed to in February? That one thing for me is 20 minutes a day of working out. If you have any personal questions, send them to us at support@heatherchauvin.com or send me a DM on Instagram @mamasincontrol. I don't bite. And what else do I have for you? Oh, today is the last day to qualify for the bonus for the Mastery Coaching Program. So head on over to mamasincontrol.com and fill out your application. There is a one-day mastermind that I'm doing in Windsor, Ontario on February 22nd. So if your application comes in before midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time, you qualify for that bonus. And that is a one-day event. You will, if you come to that, the ticket will be included, and then you just have to pay for your travel. What else do I have for you? Yeah, head on over to mamasincontrol.com, fill out the application for the Mastery Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about Mastery, go back about 5 podcast episodes. It is between podcasts 344 and 345. I didn't number it, but it says Mastery Coaching Program Q&A, and you can learn more about the program there. And I look forward to reading your applications at Mom Is In Control. You got this, ladies. I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather
Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the aligned life quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.